Superman's debut. I'm Mike Hempen.
Scooby the Camel is back home. Scooby, who's just a year old, escaped from his fenced-in home in Springfield Township, Ohio, late Friday and started walking around the town. Some folks are surprised. Others made some phone calls, and he was corralled. Nobody got hurt. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependently. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Your insurance does not roll over at the end of the year. It's important that you use this benefit. Ask Dr. Farrell how you can best apply your insurance for your dental needs by calling 547-5757.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Morning, Sovereign Minds! Yeah! Sunday, once again. We're here in the studio. And my sister Linda's not here today. But she could be listening.
Rut-row,
Raggy.
So you're going to spend the next 2 hours trolling her?
That could be.
Trolls.
That's right, the troll. That was the listen to the kids stuff. I'm a grumpy old troll. Living under the bridge.
Mean Mr. Mustard.
Now we got the grumpy old troll, Mean Mr. Mustard, and I don't know, Reddick from...
Reddick.
I can't name it. What was the name of the movie? Reddick. Kills the planet or something.
Yeah, the Chronicles of Riddick.
There you go.
He's on a rock all by himself with the last bit of light on the planet, fighting off the forces of darkness. Sometimes
you got to do is shave your head. You're in.
Yeah, I just call it Parenthood.
Parenthood. That's it. Yeah, no doubt about it. Anyway, my name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host once again for Sovereign Mind Radio, and I'm here in the studio with Red Smith.
Yeah. Howdy.
Formerly known as Reddick. Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark, and good morning, Red. And good morning to our special guest, holding over from last hour, Terry.
From the great state of Jefferson, it's Terry Raposa. There we have it. We are streaming worldwide. You can go to the chat room. Excuse me, I guess I didn't have enough coffee. Either that or I read the first searchlight.
Yeah. Fleshlight, yeah. Anyway, go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com. You can call in to 530-605-4567. And all of our shows are podcast and archived as well. And I guess Mike Mangus is going to be gone. So no, it's like, hey, Mange, you know, arriba.
He's probably happy.
Yeah.
He was happier doing sports. That was his thing anyway.
Yeah.
He was sort of cast into a position to where reluctantly he took it.
Yeah, you don't want to, you know, be, you know, being a, you know, a journalist that actually reports the news. I would rather just watch people play ball.
Me too.
I kind of don't blame him on that much.
I'm there.
Of course, even now football has become a political statement. So
you think?
Well, yeah. You know.
Yeah, we had a good song. Can I say the name of it?
Well, of course.
On the air. Okay, good. It's called "Take a Knee, My Ass."
Yeah, there you go.
And I'm able to say that without being beeped here.
Yeah, it reminds me of one of the first guys I went into business with him. Every time you had a talk with him about something and he disagreed, he'd go, "My ass!"
I just blame it on Tourette's.
Well, there you have it. I guess half the National Football League has Tourette's then. Because.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, I think they're trying to clean it up a little bit. They've been backing off. There's been a lot of commercials on, you know, supporting the veterans from some of these folks who have taken a knee.
The revenue stream started to dry up a little bit. And, whoa, I think maybe we better change our position. Hey, that's what I call conviction.
Hey, have you seen Colin Kaepernick lately? I mean, his hair's gotten to a point, Colin Kaepernick, his hair's gotten to a point to where if you held him by the feet, you could probably dust your corners. I mean, it's, you wouldn't.
Well, you
seen his hair?
GQ made him Person of the Year.
Person of the Year.
Person of the Year.
Let's see, we had Person of the Year, and then there was also a couple others in there. I mean, let's see, we got a Nobel Peace Prize, Obama. I mean, when you go back through and look at all this stuff, it's
well,
like...
Well, if you look at GQ's Men of the Year, you've got the list of, like, Kevin Spacey.
Right, right, exactly. Yeah.
Al
Franken.
Al Franken.
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's like, hey, GQ Man of the Year. You know.
And
what's up, Fro?
What's up, Fro?
I mean, bro.
And anybody that understands football understands that Colin Kaepernick can't get a job, not because he took a knee, but because he stinks.
Well, there is that part, too. But then, you know, when you actually disenfranchise the franchise,
it doesn't help.
All of a sudden, when the revenue starts drying up because endorsements start going away and advertising guys start going the other way, and it's like when they see it, it's like, you know, and half the country says, hey, we're not putting up with this crap, you know, and we're not going to go, because the real deal is that if you can't separate race between respect of what your country stands for. Oh, wow, there you go.
There you
GQ.
Go.
GQ, hey, bro. Right on, man. What paper is that?
That's the editorial cartoon by Mike Ramirez in the Record Searchlight this morning.
The Anti-American Zero.
It's a spoof of the GQ cover.
There you go. I like Castro because I'm opposed to oppression. I like Castro because I'm opposed to oppression. That's really what it is. You know, these guys are so screwed up from a frickin' educational standpoint, they don't know up from down. Oh, I like Che Guevara because he's a solid dude, man. Yeah, except, like, you don't want to, like, be living around him because he kills people. And so, you know.
Nobody even knows who Che Guevara is. They just wear the shirt.
Because it looks cool, man. Yeah. It looks like he's, you know, hey. I like Bill Ayers because he works for the Weather Underground, man. That's like they report all the good weather.
Well, when the 49ers when the 49ers went to Miami last season and Colin Kaepernick picked that particular week to wear a Fidel Castro T-shirt, that pretty much tells you all you need to know about the man.
Yeah. Genius.
Yeah, workers of the world unite.
Yeah, Fidel's real popular down there in Miami with them Cuban refugees.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he did a stellar job of pretty much screwing up their whole economy. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. These guys, you know, it's like I watched the little video from, you know, I'm not a big InfoWars fan, but there was a gal on there, some reporter, I can't remember her name, kind of cute with a little braid down her back. And she's out there, and she's, you know, very petite. And she is interviewing the people in the line for Hillary Clinton's book signing. I swear, if there was like a couple of IQs to rub between them all.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they're freaking, you talk about brainwashed, stupid, ideologically screwed up. Oh, yeah, what about her husband's infidelity and all that stuff? Never happened.
you know, too many Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, that's how bad it was. Yeah. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but these guys, I mean, you can hit them in the head with the frickin' hammer and rape them on the street with Bill, cameras and everything, and guess what? They go, yeah, it's fake news.
It's a setup.
You know, when you stop and think about what you just said, Mark, I mean, you know, those people are just ignorant. Those people don't know what they're talking about. But we have legislatures here in California, legislators that are really, you know, up against it. And if I could, I'd like to weigh in a little bit on what happened with Rancho Tejama.
Sure. Okay, let's get a couple more announcements, and then let's talk about Rancho Tejama.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Reading Patriots meets every Monday night at 6 p.m. at 3276 Pacelli Lane, and they stand for limited government, fiscal responsibility, adherence to the Constitution. I'm pretty sure you probably know who's going to be there tomorrow.
I do. We're going to be having something just on Thanksgiving. Sally's putting something together. There's a nice video she's got about the first Thanksgiving, which is very good. We'll be discussing that, and pretty much it'll just be chit-chatting about that. And we're not going to really have any special program, but we will have some thoughts on basically what we are thankful for. We'll also have some things, updates on probably the Bundy trial, and updates also on what's going on with the sanctuary state situation in the different counties. So we will have some updates on some new breaking news, and if anything's new on the court case, we'll bring that up.
Very good. And, you know, they are having the gun show over there today, and that's 9 to 4, I think it is. Might be. It was 9 to 5 yesterday. I'm not sure if it's 9 to 4 or 9 to 5 today on Sunday. But you might want to get over there and support
it. It is, in fact, 9 to 4 today.
Okay, very good. Excuse me. And anything else that we need to announce right now?
Yeah, we've got... we probably are. I think we're having our sheriff in not next week, but the week. Not our sheriff, our police chief. Not next week, but the week after. We do have a new police chief here in Reading, and I wanted to announce that. So in 2 weeks, we should be having him. I believe that's the right time. I'll get corrected by my wife if I'm wrong.
Sure, she'll call in.
She'll call in or something. Do something. Yeah, unless they banned her from the chat room, you know.
Yeah,
the ornery little critter. You never know.
You never know. Well, okay, so let's go to Rancho Tejama and talk about this. And
Patty Smith. Yeah, Patty Smith called in last hour, and I want to encourage people to go back and listen to Jefferson State of Mind, and to go back to the last hour. You could probably get the podcast right now, and go ahead and listen to that. She was very, very good and very compelling. She heard the gunshots on the playground. She went ahead and helped get the kids to safety. At one point, she was 40 feet away from the shooter as he broke through the gates. You know, and I think that some of the things that that people do, ordinary people do, with the heroics that they she's just a hero to me. What a great thing! Now, she said that Doug LaMalfa was there, and he was there on Friday because the kids have something they call Fun Friday that they do after school. And a lot of the students still wanted to do that. And, of course, they wanted to bring some normalcy to the students.
Yeah. Sure.
And they wanted to do that, and they had that. And, of course, Mr. You know, LaMalfa shows up and basically didn't really talk to that many people. And most people, the parents, didn't even want to talk to him because, really and truly, it's great to show up there and say, oh, you know, this is a tragedy, but excuse me, Congressman, it's not your jurisdiction to do anything about those atrocious and ridiculous and unconstitutional gun laws we have here in California. That would be in the purview of James Gallagher or Jim Nielsen. And, oh, by the way, what Patty did is she wrote to James Gallagher. And here, James, I work at the Rancho Tejama Elementary School. It was there on the 14th. I want something done for us to have school staff armed. Don't want to be in the news or in photo ops, but I will help by testifying or writing letters or making calls. You tell me what I can do to make it happen. I think the best way for this to happen is for you to run our state split through legislation. We need to get rid of AB 109, and we need school staff to be armed. How can this happen? With a new state. Please help us make it happen. I don't want to hear that it's never going to make it through legislation. I just want to hear I'll do my best to do something.
Yeah, openly endorsing it.
Openly endorsing it. Yeah, you know. I mean, come on, James. You know, here you are. You go out there with this initiative, okay, or this bill that you want to pass. You and Jim Nielsen, who's standing there in front of the crowd as a stoic representative over these many years. I mean, what is it, year number 100 that he's in office now?
Yeah.
You know, and
still swinging though.
Oh, still swinging.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll get into him.
Yeah.
But the thing is that like with Gallagher, I mean, here, you know, come on, James. Okay, you're going to do this. We still. If you take 40 senators and you divide that by 8, that means 5 senators per region. One of the regions is Los Angeles County. That's still, they get 5, where 21 counties in Northern California get 5.
Yeah.
It still doesn't work out. And how do you justify the fact that you still have 1 senator for every million people?
It doesn't
work. Why are you dancing around the issue? Why is it?
Because James Gallagher is not concerned about his constituents or the people that he represents.
He's a politician.
Or the town that he grew up in, or the people that his kids played football with. He's concerned about his future political career. That's what he's concerned about. How does this affect me in the future? Is this going to harm me with the party? Is this going to harm me with contributions? Is this going to harm where I want to go? Because when I get there, then I can really make a difference. How about you make a difference now? Our children are undefended and getting shot, James. What are you doing?
Well, yeah, you know, the other thing is, too, is when you look at someone like James Gallagher, you know, you can see that he is particularly torn here. Part of the problem is the fact that, well, even with the sheriffs, when you look at the sheriffs and you say, well, you know, their hands are tied and da-da-da, well, they are tied, and they're tied because what happens when they try to do the will of the people is the state of California steps in, or the boards of supervisors, mm-hmm. like some of the communists we have that are on the boards of supervisors. These particular people get in the way and say, okay, well, we'll do it. We'll just cut your staff. We'll just cut some of your funding. That's what we're going to do because we have this discretionary spending at our fingertips. So we'll just cut your funding. How would you like to have 3 deputies? How's that sound? Okay, or do you want to do what we want to do so you play ball with us? You know, the real deal is that in Trinity County, I mean, there's got to be dope money going somewhere, you think?
No, say it ain't so. There's no dope being grown in Trinity County, is there?
Billions of dollars worth.
I never...
Billions.
I didn't see it.
Of dollars worth.
Wow. Well, you know, I got a quote here from Raleigh Sally, which I think is very appropriate, talking about Rancho Tehama. When any nation mistrusts its citizens with guns, it is sending a clear message. It no longer trusts its citizens because such a government has evil plans. And I think that really does say the underlying thing. You know, everybody used to be able to pack guns wherever. We didn't have these kind of shootings because, if you, number one, everybody's packing guns, and if you tried to shoot somebody, they'd shoot back. But also, I think you have to go back to the underlying morality that people had back in the day as well. I mean, I think that, you know, happiness, and this is a quote, is the realization of God in the heart. Happiness is the result of praise and thanksgiving, of faith, of acceptance, of quiet, tranquil realization of the love of God. I think that's what we've lost, really, is that...
It's a cultural failing.
It's a cultural failing. So, okay, so we got 2 callers on the line, so we better get to Gary first, and then we'll go to Matt.
Professor!
Yes. Good morning, everybody. What you just commented about Patty wanting to asking Gallagher, could we arm ourselves? Hell no. We need to do it. And this is the problem. This is why we're in the pickle we are. Because John Q. Public has no backbone to work together and say, we are arming our staff in the school. We know what's good for our school, and we are doing it. If you want to help us, fine. If not, to hell with you, and everybody needs to stick to it. If somebody says from the state says, you can't do that, you're going to jail, said, fine, 100 of us are going to jail because we're sticking together. Do I make myself clear?
Yeah, well, yeah. If you did that in Shasta County, they'd put you in jail, and then they'd release a bunch of real criminals so that they could hold you up.
Well, all right. I understand that. But, you know, it's just like with LaVoy Finicum and et cetera. I don't see it started off fine. People were there, but I don't see them there now, and that's why they're still maybe still in jail. I mean, how many times can be tried for the same crime? But that's just an example. We need to do and be ready to do.
Gary, somebody's
breaking into his vehicle. Should he ask him how hot they like the chocolate and cookies? Hell no.
You defend
your property and you shoot them. And if Nick goes to jail, then Holohan goes with him, and so does Terry, etc. And that, I think, is what's needed to talk is cheap.
Well, you know, Gary, what you're saying has some validity in the fact that, yeah, you have to, you know, a wise man once told me, you know, what would a free man do? And that's what you have to ask yourself every time you're looking at stuff like this is, what would a free man do?
When do we remember the validity of our founding documents that we codified, of the rights that existed prior to the Constitution? But we codified them. According to the Second Amendment, there is not a human being walking the face of this planet with the authority to disarm me. Not one.
That's what I'm saying. And as far as the guy in the yard... As far as the guy in the yard, guess what? If a guy shows up into my yard and he's stealing from me, and, oh, I can't shoot him, I can't rough him up, but you know something? If I walk out there and confront him and he tries to take a swing at me or, you know, threatens me in any way, then the gloves can come off.
Well, you know, this message to Gallagher, though, Professor, is saying that she's demanding. She's saying, I want something done. She's not saying, please. She's saying...
But she's not asking for permission.
She's not asking for permission at the end of this, and if you can read it with all the exclamation points, at the end when she talks about the state of Jefferson and that's what needs to happen, which it is needs to happen because there is no fixing California. She says, I don't want to hear it's never going to make it through legislation. I want to hear... I'll do my best to make it happen. That little 5 foot nothing, if she's even 5 foot, is standing there.
Are you sure
against,
she's not?
I'm sure she's not too. Yeah. But she's standing against the establishment. I think what we need to do is we need to. Can I say balls on the radio?
I think
I got them. Yeah, because that's what we need to have. Is we need to have men standing up and really getting through this.
My thing is, if
I
Doug
think a better opening statement, and I know no Patty, we not. I want this. We are doing this. Our teachers will be armed. If you can help us, fine. If not, our teachers will be armed.
Well, and if something happens, Gary, you know, a jury trial of your peers, are they going to convict you? And is it going to be jury nullification is the real question there, too, as well. And we need to start exercising that as well. People, you know, have got to not just decide whether a person broke the law, but decide whether the law is just. And that's what's been taken out of the court system. We actually have jury tampering by the judges. They instruct the jury to render the law as I tell you what it is, not to render a decision based on your feelings. And that's not how it works. But we got to go to another caller, Gary.
Right.
We got
Thank
Matt
you.
On the line. Thanks, Gary. We appreciate it. Matt in Redding, you're on the line.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that all these legislators in California, they're not interested in what we want at all. Brian Dowling, he can take his meter for his well and, stick it where the sun don't shine. Because when it comes down to it, they're going to provoke civil war. These people do not understand that they just continue to push and push and pretend that they're representing us when it's obvious that the only thing they're representing is their ability to come up with a new excuse to steal from us. That is really what's going on.
That's right.
And I just want one more thing to say here.
Sure.
I don't want them representing me at all. I don't support a recall to replace them. I support a recall to recall them from the government of California, because the government in California is lawless and corrupt and does not represent anything anymore.
Other than their own their self-interest. That's what they represent, their own selfish interest.
Well, and that's why we're heading to this danger zone.
Yep. Well, you make a good point. I mean, you know, when you look at Jim Nielsen, I mean, his response to me in a personal conversation was, I just don't feel right. I prayed about it, and I don't feel right about a state split. Well, really, what's your solution then, Jim? You have no solutions. You are worthless. You have no solutions. And really and truly, folks, and I'll just say it, it doesn't matter whether we have a Democrat or a Republican in his seat right now, because he has not done anything but pander and agree with us on how bad things are. Hey, Why don't you stand up, Jim, and say, you know what, the sanctuary state thing, I'm not going to stand for it. As a citizen, I'm not going to stand for it, and my constituents don't want to stand for it. And, oh, by the way, 74% of the people in California, in a poll done by Cal Berkeley, said they did not want a sanctuary state. When are you going to stand, Jim? When are you going to stand, Ted? Ted who? When are you guys going to stand for something?
They're not. Never.
Yeah, that's. I'm going to get off here, but they're not going to. They are controlled opposition. There to maintain the illusion that there's some representation when there's none. Brian Daly, I hope you hear what I'm saying, because when that time comes, it's going to be the destruction that you people bring. You guys have a good day.
Thanks, Matt. We appreciate your call. Let's go to a break and come back and regroup. That's some pretty tough talk, and you know, and gosh darn,
people are getting pushed.
People are getting pissed off.
I mean, done.
Yeah, I mean, and that needs to happen.
For a while.
It needs to happen. I mean, that's how it's not going to change unless there's enough of a groundswell of people saying we're not going to do it anymore. And you know, if we don't get a conviction at the top levels, like with Hillary Clinton, then there's no rule of law. So if you got no rule of law in California, you got no rule of law at the federal level, you got no rule of law at the county level or the state level and the local level. Okay, so now what do we got? We got lawlessness. Well, and what do you try to pretend that you're going to follow the law that they're not following?
Well, at what point really is enough enough? I mean, they've driven us out of our jobs. They've allowed our homes to burn. They've stolen everything that we have in the cabinet. I mean, hell, they've come in and swept the dust off the floor, called that a tax, and taken it out the door with them. We've got our children being shot, and it's illegal for us to defend them. I mean, at what point is that enough? When are you finally going to stand up and just say, that's it, I am done?
Let's go to a break, and then we'll come back, and I want to talk a little bit about the Bundy case and a bunch of other stuff. So there you have it.
All right, the number to call is 530-605-4567. You're listening to Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460 KCNR.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy way. Pursuing the life of my high-riding egos, I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the latest release. The words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves, and their slow moving. Cowboys are special with their own brand of misery from being alone too long. To die from the cold in the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone.
Don't miss it, the Reading Gun Show, this weekend only. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive. This is the gun show of the year, jam-packed with handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammo, and, of course, reloading supplies. This weekend only, the Reading Gun Show at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them, give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Chain Gang.
Ain't that the truth?
I mean, yeah, let's just go build a high-speed railway somewhere.
Yeah. Well, that's where our hard-earned money goes, you know. Red made a good point in the last segment. I mean, you know, I think everybody still has a nickel left, but they're coming for it. You know,
I hid mine.
You did?
I good hid boy. My nickel.
But, yeah. You know, I mean...
I melted mine down.
Yeah. At what
and
point...
Put it in a slug.
Yeah. Yeah. Lead soldiers.
Yeah. Yeah, nickel works pretty good if you mix it with lead. Then it's heavy enough and it works. Yeah. Anyway, going back to this guy, and you know, I was just looking at this article, California man out in prison, this guy that did this all this shooting, he's out on bail when he does all this. I didn't realize all that.
For stabbing somebody.
So he kills four people. So he's in prison. And he gets out on bail for stabbing the lady that he shot after he got out of prison on bail, and her boyfriend and her mother next door. And nobody's got a gun. Nobody does anything.
How long was he out, Mark? Does it say
there? 6 months.
Okay, he had been out for 6 months, so he has guns there. I guess nobody checked on him because he had an enormous amount of guns from what I understand. And I thought that once you're a felon, I mean, you know, doesn't that create a situation? And wasn't there a restraining order, too?
It was a gun-free zone. Yeah. And he immediately stopped and threw his gun to the side and didn't go in there because that's what happens when you have a gun-free zone.
But he had the gun at his home. That's what my point.
No. Any place where there's a gun-free zone, he decided not to go to.
Ah.
That was exactly where he headed.
Ah.
First place he went.
Yeah, because gun-free zones deter criminals.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. In Oz.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, that's the real deal. I mean, the real deal is that these people think that you're going to have a gun-free zone and the criminal's going to abide by it. This guy's this is like the guy in Texas. It's just like this guy. The guy is a criminal. He's out of jail. He's not supposed to have any guns. But, you know, oh, gee, let's take it from everybody else because, well, we can completely eliminate guns worldwide is the liberal, you know, mentality. And we can have a utopia and nobody will be armed.
So let's disarm the good people.
So except the police will be armed.
That's encouraging.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, you know, too. that's the police are the only ones that would have, and they did a really good job in this one too, didn't they? Because they stopped him from getting armed and they left him alone while he was shooting up the neighborhood and didn't arrest him again until he started shooting up a school. And then they finally shot him, but if everybody else would have had a gun, he would have probably not even made it that far.
I agree. I mean, you know, the thing is that we should have open carry, for one thing. We were at a meeting down in Tehama County at the Ranchland Association, and Wynn Carpenter and myself went there, and we spoke to the ranchers. It was a very, very good meeting. And we were discussing a lot of things as far as we were talking about before, as far as Brian Daly goes, and they definitely are going to get the meters on their wells. That's definitely going to happen to them. They feel like they're totally not represented, and they were discussing with the sheriff of Glenn County about the possibility of open carry in the county. I wonder if anybody's brought that up to our sheriff, because the way I understand it, I think in the county, he can still do that, and I'd like that to be brought up to our sheriff, because that was an issue that was being brought up in Glenn County at this particular meeting. At that meeting, also the Ranchland Association did put forward a resolution and give it to the Board of Supervisors, and there was a Board of Supervisor at the meeting. This would state that they would not be a sanctuary county, meaning Glenn County would not be a sanctuary county, and that they would not have to comply with state law because it would be federal law. Now, I have heard, kind of through the grapevine here, we're still waiting to confirm it, that Brian Daly told an elected official that if the counties sign a resolution saying that they will not comply with California, that, as we said about 4 or 5 weeks ago, on some legislation that's coming through Congress, that they would receive their money directly from the federal government. That would be the county receiving the money. They'd be better off that way anyway, because the state can't tie your hands that way.
Or steal
it before you get there, as you said so many times, Red, 14 to 40%.
Well, here's my question to the sheriff. Which is more valid, state law or the Constitution? That's the real question that you have to ask here. These guys are saying, oh, you know, we got to follow state law because we took an oath to uphold the state constitution and uphold. Okay, did you take an oath to uphold the federal constitution?
Yes.
Yeah. So let's see. So if the state is ignoring federal law that it has validity to actually have, I mean, in other words, it's that enumerated power has been given to the federal government by the people, not the states, but by the people when the constitution was signed. Okay, saying that you have the right to bear arms. It doesn't say it says to keep and bear arms. It doesn't say the right to have them locked away so you can't get to them. It doesn't say to have the right to carry them concealed. It says the right to keep and bear. Bear means to actually show that you have an arm.
Mm-hmm.
You can carry your rifle open or your pistol open. So, which law are you obliged to uphold? If they are overriding federal law at the state level illegally, are you supposed to support and defend the Constitution of the United States, which last time I checked was the law of the land?
Do you think that the sheriffs have read the California Constitution? Do you think they've even read it? Because there are so many.
Read the American Constitution?
Well, I think they might have read the United States Constitution. But I would put the challenge out. I wonder how many sheriffs have actually read the state constitution. It's like 8,000 pages. It has 527 changes in it. I mean, it's just enormous. And the other thing is, too, Mark, you hit the nail on the head. The Constitution of the United States is the Constitution of the United States.
Right. It's the law of the land. Mm-hmm. Now, it has enumerated specific powers that it can have, and it has ones that it can't have that were not enumerated to it. And we can't seem to separate the two.
Right.
You know?
Right. Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3. Naturalization and immigration is the responsibility and the jurisdiction of the federal government, of Congress, is what it says.
Of Congress.
Okay, right. it's not the state's job. So we have a governor that's violated that. A governor that's violated that.
He's constantly violating the Constitution. He's made an agreement with 13 other countries on climate change.
Yes,
which is a direct violation. That's treason.
Okay, so well, in other words,
treason,
but
it is sedition.
But then we're supposed to follow all the laws that Jerry Brown shirt and or Jerry Brown pants down there is passing, whether it's illegal or not, right? Because it says that it's state law, and our sheriffs are obliged to follow state law. It doesn't matter.
Well, see, the whole thing is it's all about the money. And, Mark, you've said this 100 times, follow the money. I mean, you've said it 1,000,000 times, follow the money.
Right.
And it's all about the money. The discretionary spending the sheriff gets, they can cut off funds. Look what they did. Look, I mean, it happened to Gil Gilbertson in Josephine County. Mm-hmm. He finally got wiped down to, what was it, Red, in that whole county? It was like four deputies. Four deputies. I mean,
total.
That was everything.
Not on a shift.
That was everything.
That was like four,
that was the whole
that
deal.
Was four deputies total.
So what Gil did when he was a sheriff, he's now retired, but what he did a couple of years ago, he just said, okay, anything that's life-threatening, we'll respond to. If it's not, it's up to you guys. However, Oregon does have open carry.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have that going for you.
Yeah.
Hint.
Yeah, the whole thing's
insane. Well, I think that was one of the biggest driving forces between, you see the very strong 3% and Oath Keeper movement in Southern Oregon. They had to. They didn't have a choice. They, you know, and that's one of the reasons. And they've become very effective at protecting their communities, getting active in their communities, and now they're starting to get their own people elected into office. And that's one of the things that we need to start driving here, too, is getting our... And they were smart. They grabbed a hold of anything, water boards, fire boards, school boards, anything they can get people into and start taking the system down from within.
Yeah, and you've got it nailed there, Red. You're absolutely correct. You know, one of the things that happened to us here, there's a lot of good people we'd like to see run, but you know what? People will just make up stuff about them. They'll just lie about it or make up stuff. It's sort of like, you know, what was that?
Sorry about that.
You know, even when you take the deal with is it Moore? Who's the guy now that fellow from Alabama? What's his name again? I'm having a senior moment.
Roy Moore.
Roy Moore. It is Moore. Okay. Well, you know. Okay. Even if this guy did this 40 years ago, let's say he was liking younger girls. I mean, he was like 30, like when it was 18 or 20 or whatever. Okay. So let's say that's the deal. But you know, do people change? You know, can people change? I mean, do they or do they not change?
Sure, absolutely.
You know, and so if this guy hasn't done anything for a while, I'm just saying, but it's anything, and still the verdict's out on him. But the point being is that the Democrats can do whatever they want. I mean, Bill Clinton can out and out lie to the American people about something, out and out completely lie to them, and it's okay. I mean, you can do whatever you want if you're a Democrat. Let's face it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, is that the secret to all this stuff? I just got to change parties?
Well, yeah, and then all of the other foam at the mouth mental amputees will just ramp up to defend you.
Well, I got a correction to make. Okay, I misspoke about Governor Brown representing 13 countries. I'm sorry, I got a little angry. It's actually he's representing 13 U.S. states and regions committed to UN Climate Conference, European Union, and the Vatican. Taxes of $23 trillion. So, Governor Brown was named special advisor for states and regions by Fiji's Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama. Okay, he's the president of the COP23 ahead of this year's UN Climate Change Conference. Governor continues to build strong coalitions and blah 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 blah. Here's the thing that you need to know. Okay, this is I don't know, this comes from a document. No title of nobility shall be granted by the United States, and no persons holding any office of profit or trust under them shall, without the consent of the Congress, accept any present emolument. I'm not even sure how to say that. I should look that
emolument.
Up.
Emolument.
Emolument. Thank you. I'm not even sure what that means. What does that mean?
Oh, that's I believe they're talking about the constitutional provision that prevents you from accepting gifts or the equivalent thereof from a foreign sources.
Yeah. For favors.
Yeah, foreign favors. Okay. So, I'm glad
it's
I read this.
It's a fancy way of saying some form of social or...
It's a bribe. Yeah, okay. So, except any present, what he said, office or title of any kind, whatever, from any king, prince or foreign state. This is Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8 of the Constitution. I think that's pretty clear that Governor Brown just broke the law.
Mm-hmm. He breaks the law all the time, Mark. I mean, see, the deal is there's no consequences.
But if Governor Brown signs a law that says we need to confiscate everybody's guns, that we're supposed to follow that, right, Tom?
Well, that's the the thing is too is that I think that a lot of times what happens with our system with the sheriffs is that we really expect them to do everything. I'm not defending anybody here, but we expect them to do things. And a lot of them, when they do, a lot of them, this has happened to them. Poindexter is a good example in Modoc County. When he stood for the citizens on issues, he got hamstrung, and his job was his resources were taken away from him by the Board of Supervisors. So really and truly, it's the situation of when you get to the Board of Supervisors in all the counties, how do we keep electing these same people? We keep electing Jim Nielsen. We keep electing Doug LaMalfa. We keep electing these people. And I'm not saying that someone like Doug LaMalfa has done a terrible job the whole time. People can think what they want to think. The point is that no one runs against him. Nothing happens there. The whole system is so corrupt at this point.
It's rigged.
It's rigged. And in California, it's just rigged to a point of where it's complete lawlessness. I mean, well, it's just like with De Leon, Mark. I mean, imagine standing there telling the press, God, and everybody that, oh, half my family has illegal driver's licenses, and half my family has Social Security numbers that aren't theirs.
Happens.
And there's nothing. It's okay. It's okay because after all, the children, they would have to go back to Mexico.
You're a racist.
I know.
He just announced that he's going to be running against Feinstein for Senate.
We got to go to a break. So let's go to a break, and we come back, and we'll talk some more about this. And I still got to get to the Bundy thing and a few other things. But, yeah, I mean, oh, and the definition of emollient, I don't even know how to pronounce it. Say it, Bob.
Close enough, buddy.
Emolument.
Emolument.
Yeah.
The returns arising from office or unemployment, usually in the form of compensation or prerequisite. So it's basically a salary or stipend or whatever. Anyway, let's go to a break, Bob, and then we'll come back in a minute.
And you're listening to Sovereign Minds on AM 1460, KCNR, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Rejecting God's moral values leads to moral decay and lawlessness. The cause of this moral decay is the rejection of God, whose ways are absolute and unchangeable. This will eventually affect the ability to recognize the slow decay of one's morals while it decays, pollutes, and corrupts the mind and flesh, especially of our children. By giving your life to Jesus and living according to God's Word, you will be protected against this moral decay. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you there. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
No.
Okay, boys, we're on the air now.
We're on the air. He's like a ninja hovering over the button.
You need to Google McRibs.
Yeah, Google a boneless pork McRibs, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Holy crap, I gotta shiver up my spine thinking about it. I also put in there, did you see this one?
Yeah, I love it.
This is true story. U.S. Navy admits to drawing a huge penis in the sky over Washington.
I see the picture.
It's on Facebook. Sovereign Minds, go look at it. True story. Right,
they're taking chemtrails to a new level.
They're taking chemtrails to a new level. And they actually admitted doing it. And
now, exactly who was the penis pointed at in attempting to offend?
I'm not sure, but I think this was more of a maneuvering type of a exercise so that they could make sure that they could corner tightly for the round parts and, you know.
There's no bailing out of this one.
No. No.
The fact is to say someone saw it in the sky and got offended.
And increased the speed in the straight lines.
No, Mark, some somebody just decided to draw a giant Richard in the sky. That's all. That
somehow somebody's going to make this racist.
Well, it wasn't.
It is.
Don't do not. Don't even go there.
It is a white.
Don't go there.
Well, it's also blue.
It does have blue balls onto a white penis.
Okay, we've been now dumped.
We've been. You had to. You couldn't stop yourself. You had to take. You pushed it over the line.
I didn't know that one was on the list.
Oh, that's too funny.
I did not know that was an unacceptable term.
Well, gentlemen, I'm going to have to go on this one because I've got to. This has been too much fun, but I've got to leave. I promised my wife I would do something for her today, and I've got to go do it. So,
you're not going to go out and watch the clouds, are
you? No, I'm not going to go take any pictures of me flying around outside.
Honey, let's go have a picnic and watch the clouds go by.
Yeah, I'll take the children. <Let's go. laughs> I'll just lay down and watch the clouds roll by. Wow, that one looks like a buffalo, fun. Andy.
It's a big buffalo.
Did you find that on Drudge?
Actually, that was the antimedia.org.
Okay, yeah, it was on Drudge yesterday.
Was it on Drudge?
Yeah.
Apparently, it's not hard to find online at this point.
Leave it to the U.S. government. They even screwed the sky.
Wasn't hard to find in the sky either.
Look, Eddie, a rocket ship.
This is KCNR Shastoretta.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe, who vowed to rule until his death, is resigning after nearly four decades in power and multiple charges of war crimes. This, according to an official close to the talks on his departure. The news comes hours after the ruling party fired Mugabe this morning as leader and said if he did not step down by noon tomorrow, they would impeach him. Some bad news for Medicare beneficiaries.
Many seniors who are getting a 2% cost of living increase in their Social Security checks will now have to pay the regular rate of $134 a month for the standard Part B premium. That's $25 more than what they have been paying. Several years of low inflation put a damper on Social Security cost of living adjustments, and Medicare responded by keeping premiums stable.
Correspondent Mike Hempen. The Trump administration says it will close the Palestinian Authority's mission in Washington if its officials don't open peace talks with Israel. The PA says it will cut off communications with the U.S. if the mission is closed. That could cost it millions of dollars in U.S. aid. A prominent neurologist already charged with groping patients at a Philadelphia clinic is facing more accusations.
The Associated Press has learned at least 17 women in Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey say Dr. Ricardo Cruciani sexually assaulted them. The incidents go back at least a dozen years. He's scheduled to appear in court Tuesday on charges that he sexually assaulted seven patients last year while he was chairman of Drexel University's neurology department. Meanwhile, police and prosecutors in New Jersey are opening a second investigation into Dr. Cruciani. Julie Walker, New York.
A big travel week ahead for Americans. Experts say we might set a record on Thanksgiving Day trips, the heaviest traffic expected Wednesday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-422-3838 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-422-3838. That's 800-422-3838. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
New York City subways are turning to gender-neutral language.
No longer will conductors on subway trains address passengers as ladies and gentlemen when making announcements. Instead, they'll use terms like passengers, riders, and everyone. The new train announcement scripts are part of an effort by the Metropolitan Transportation Authority to improve communications with passengers frustrated by having to deal with a system that's been troubled with delays, mechanical failures, and even derailments. Conductors have also been instructed to give subway riders more information about delays. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Billionaire businessman Sebastian Piñera is heavily favored to top today's election in Chile, backed by voters who hope the former president can resuscitate a flagging economy. However, polls suggest he won't get enough votes to avoid a runoff. The world's top copper-producing nation has been hurt by lower international prices and demand for the metal that is the backbone of its economy. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The federal government began its new budget year with an October deficit of $63.2 billion, up sharply from a year ago.
The Treasury Department reports the October deficit was 37.9% higher than the $45.8 billion deficit recorded in October 2016. Both government receipts and spending were up for the month, with receipts climbing 14.3% to $235.3 billion, a record for the month of October. The larger spending figure was up a sizable 11.6% to $298.6 billion.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, November the 19th. It's the 323rd day of 2017. There are just 42 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1863, President Lincoln dedicated a national cemetery at the site of the Civil War battlefield of Gettysburg. And, of course, made that famous speech. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Play our $100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated Pick'em-style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500 plus weekly drawings. Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day. Win 100 grand. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the River. Start your week outright with some football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Elements. Pigskin Party. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on any of our 18 screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Hop on our tailgate buffet. For details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the River.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hey, Frida. That kind of understanding, man, is really late. Hey, give us a go now, Commodore.
All right, dude.
It's really strange.
Get me home late tonight.
Huh?
You know something?
What?
I might not even be there.
We'll be right back.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media. We're just kind of playing around in the studio today. It's Thanksgiving week. You know, everybody needs to go and relax a little bit and enjoy themselves.
That last hour was a great example of what happens when Linda's not here.
Well, that is true. That is true.
Just locker room talk.
Yeah. Just locker room talk. I mean, how much money did the federal government spend on that one? I mean, good grief. They can't spend our money fast enough, so they're making, you know, phallic symbols in the sky with, you know, plane comtrails or chemtrails. Or how about geoengineering, you know? good gosh. How far have we fallen? Insanity. I'm telling you, insanity is the word of the day.
I agree. It wasn't even a very good picture.
No.
It's a bad depiction.
It wasn't like, you know, the ones you see in the locker room.
This was locker room talk.
Let's just keep going. Let's get out of here. Anyway, you know, I read that quote earlier. When a nation mistrusts its citizens with guns, it's sending a clear message that it no longer trusts its citizens because such a government has evil plans. Now, George Washington said that. I think that's a pretty good source. You know, somebody who actually kind of knew what he's talking about. And of course, government never goes awry. No, oh wait a minute. When do they not go awry?
That's, every time.
Yeah.
Which is why they said they were very clear about the reasons for the Second Amendment was because governments always go wrong.
Yeah, they said government was a monster that you had to bind down with the chains of the Constitution or it'd get out of control and consume you.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty clear language.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, and yeah, we just need guns for hunting. No.
No.
No. What started the revolution on April 19th was the British, by the way, for the uneducated people out there that don't have any history, was our government at the time. It was not some foreign government. This gets so confused, you know, that it's ridiculous. We were Englishmen. We were a British colony. And the war started because the British army said that you had to quarter their troops, and they came in to take everybody's ammunition and their weapons to make sure they couldn't fight back.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then you get into the Intolerable Acts, you get into the, you know, the tax increases, you get in. Yeah.
Did you know that four women have accused former President George Bush Sr. of groping?
Gross. That's gross.
We did hear that in the news a few days ago. Yeah,
I know.
It's now up to four.
That's up to four.
Yeah. Mm.
So it's a, you know, a group grope. We've got
old Schlumberger oil themselves, huh?
I mean, is anybody surprised at these guys? You know, is anybody
anymore? Is there anybody clean?
I don't know.
I
guess there is a difference.
Okay, well, what they're accusing him of doesn't exactly rise to the Harvey Weinstein level. They're saying when he greeted these women in his wheelchair, he patted them on the rear end. Basically.
Yeah, that's kind of like that sounds like you know, what's his name? Well, in the old Carol Burnett show,
Harvey Korman?
No, the other guy, the bald guy. Tim Conway.
Tim Conway.
Yeah, that sounds like something he would do sitting in his wheelchair. Come here, darling. Say hello to Grandpa.
it gets grosser.
It just gets... I mean, you know, we're joking about it, but good grief. I mean, is there no standards or morals or... I don't know.
Apparently not in Washington.
Apparently not in Washington. Right now I'm looking at the picture of Al Franken. Who's Al Franken? He was
Stuart Smalley.
Evidently, Stuart Smalley is a closet, you know, groper.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
I'll grab these even if I want to.
Even if they're asleep from being really tired.
Mm.
Yeah, they're good enough, they're smart enough. Oh, boy. Yeah, but... You know, he wasn't a sitting senator then, so it doesn't matter, does it?
Mm.
Has anybody heard about the mistrial for Senator Bob Menendez, who will now face a Senate ethics investigation of sex acts with underage girls? I don't think that's gotten much media play.
Yes, and Senator Menendez is acting like it was an acquittal. It was not an acquittal. It was a mistrial.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't see anything about that in the news. At least I didn't. Maybe it's in the news.
Oh, it was in the news for about 15 minutes.
No, he's got that proper D after his name.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Just Democrat. Bombshell in the Bundy Ranch case. Government witness confirms Bundy's claims. Evidently, he wasn't such a bad guy.
They can't present the bill for the $1 million. They were never authorized to seize his cattle. There were indeed snipers.
Wow. I mean, yeah, there's snipers, and he owed him like $8,000, and that was it.
That's the only receipt they can present.
Yeah, so the documents show the trespass fee that Bundy owed. It was $8,815, and that's for over 10 years, not millions or hundreds. In the meantime, they're out confiscating his cattle. And
It turns out they were authorized to remove his cattle from public land and return them to his lands. That's it. They weren't authorized to sell them. They weren't authorized to destroy them. They weren't authorized to do any of what they did. And this was basically a paramilitary operation against this guy.
Yeah, because he didn't have a permit to take his cows on the land that he's had grazing rights to for 150 years.
I have read actually, Bundy has a deal. He has exclusive grazing and water rights in perpetuity.
Right.
That's forever. That's as long as the land is held by a Bundy. That's forever.
Yeah. So, well, which law did he break? He forgot to get a permit. He didn't want to get a permit because he thought he was being...
He's not required. He has water and grazing rights in perpetuity. It's that simple. He has a right to have his cattle using that fodder and that water until the end of time.
Yeah, it says
his deal predates the state of Nevada.
So this whole thing was about he didn't get a proper permit? Wow.
Yeah.
So the central government extorts its citizens for money for worthless permits to use the land that they were already entitled to use before anyway,
mm-hmm.
and they have a claim to use in the first place.
And then destroys his property, kills his livestock, assaults his family,
arrests everybody.
People up.
Yeah, arrests everybody, puts them in jail, mistreats them while they're in jail. The federal government's not out of control, are they? God, can you imagine if we got Hillary Clinton as the next one? She wouldn't do anything like lie to us or, you know. Have you listened to any of that garbage spewing out of her on her latest, answer to Trump? Oh God, we don't want to have a dictator and going after anybody. I think she knows she's in real trouble here.
Yeah,
it's like good grief. I don't know. We'll see what happens, but it just seems like the world is upside down and crazy.
But it's the same judge that has
Navarro, yeah,
and the Department of Justice finally ordered her to allow the evidence, the defense evidence. The last two trials that they have had for these other defendants, they haven't been allowed to present any of this evidence, any of these witnesses, because Navarro kept them out of the courtroom. They were not allowed a defense, and they still were found not guilty.
So the Department of Justice has stepped in and said,
Finally,
Sessions is pulled. I mean, Sessions is better start. People better start going to jail and getting prosecuted on the government.
Dan Love needs to be in prison.
Yeah, because this is ridiculous. You know,
the Clintons, prison.
Yeah,
the Obamas, prison.
Well, if Hillary doesn't
Holder,
go to
Lynch,
all
prison.
Of them. If some of these people don't start getting held accountable and start getting locked up for these crimes. You know, and you'll talk to the Clinton, there's no crimes. There was no crimes. She didn't do anything wrong. Really? Have you even read the investigation? Anything about the fact that, you know, money for pay to play? I mean, how can you not be a crime?
How about the fact that the FBI investigators investigating Hillary's emails found that she was negligent? Criminally, intentionally negligent, which is a crime, and James Comey, the head of the FBI, changed the wording so that they couldn't indict her.
Yeah, to careless. It was, criminally negligent. That's not the right terms. The terms are escaping me. But yeah, to carelessness is what they changed it to,
yeah.
Which is not that the criminal statute. There's specific wording in there, but. It's, you know, it's like, oh, there's no fix in. You know, the only surprise is that she didn't get elected and we're not living Slavovia or someplace.
We picked the wrong side.
Right. I don't know.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. It just seems like it gets deeper and deeper. And I'm starting to get the feeling and think that maybe some of these people are right about Mueller, that this is just about to turn around and bite the people right in the butt.
Well, we know that there's a big bunch of, I don't know the last number, I've heard several numbers, 400 and something and 1,000 something, of sealed indictments that are supposed to be coming down the pipe pretty soon. So it seems like something is going to, you know, we're going to have a night of the long knives here pretty soon where some, I mean, good grief, I mean, something's going to happen, something's got to give.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that.
So, now, there's another bombshell that just came out with from the best-selling author Edward Klein in his new book, All Out War, and the plot to destroy Trump. In his publishing of FBI documents warning of violence coming from Antifa and other left-wing groups, which Democrats support, he says that in the FBI report they have that, you know, that has been reproduced in full in his book, it says that the violent left-wing groups traveled to Europe, met with representatives of Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State, or ISIS. They also went to Syria and got bomb-making instructions and toxic chemical instructions. The FBI has followed these people and continues to follow these people now that they're back in the United States. And the FBI believes that when the 2018 midterm elections come, things are going to get hotter and hotter in this country. Now, that's a comforting thought. This is an FBI report.
So what's the FBI waiting for?
Exactly.
Right. Why are these guys running around in America, you know?
Yeah, how do you get back into America? The FBI knows that you've been learning from people that are enemy of our nation. And my question is if you know that these people were in the same place together at the same time, why didn't we just deal with it and get rid of them then?
Why don't they just roll them up now? I don't know.
Yeah. Pick them up. Arrest them.
Let's go to a break, Bob. We got to refocus here again. I'm running out of stuff here on the burner. It's just you know, I kind of want to have a Thanksgiving show a little bit where we actually talk about something happy.
I like turkey.
Oh, you are an optimist.
You know, I really would. I would really like to have some good news to, you know, other than the fact that maybe we're starting to win this battle.
I think it's turning. I think the tide is, and I think the bad guys are starting to run, and I think they're not that far from breaking and it turning into a rout.
With that, I'm going to say a quote, and then we'll go out to a break here. It is a paradox that every dictator has climbed to power on the ladder of free speech. Immediately upon attaining power, each dictator has suppressed all free speech except his own. Does that sound familiar?
Very.
Wow. And that's Herbert Hoover, by the way. So that's what exactly we're talking about with the leftists right now,
mm-hmm.
and the Antifa and all these guys. Anyway.
Silence, I kill you.
That's right. Silence, I kill you.
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
So you're listening to KCNR 1460. This is Sovereign Mind Radio. I don't know. I want to go home and take a nap.
If you'd like to chime in on this discussion, our number is 530-605-4567. You're listening to Sovereign Minds on AM 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
brand new production of A Cascade Christmas is coming to Redding's historic Cascade Theater. It's Shasta County's theatrical holiday spectacular, returning to the stage for 2 weekends full of dancing, singing, snowflakes, and candy canes. It starts the day after Thanksgiving, an all-new show for the whole family, with evening and matinee performances, plus photos with Santa after each 2 p.m. show. Get your tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org. What shall we
do about them? Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR. What shall we do about them?
In Redding alone, a property crime is committed every 2.5 hours. That's 3,837 in 2016. That includes burglary, larceny, and vehicle theft. If your business has plants, keep them in planter boxes with sides at least 4 feet high. By making the boxes raised very narrow and allowing plants to grow over them, it makes them difficult to both hide in or sit on for long periods of time. This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program. Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Sovereign Radio. We got a couple callers on the line we want to get to, and we encourage everybody to call in. This last half hour, let's get as many calls as we can into the studio here. So we got Nick on the line.
I hope you enjoyed the heart selections there.
Yeah.
Just real quick, wanted to pass on some breaking news. We can confirm reports that Israeli forces are firing on Syrian army positions in the Golan Heights.
Oh, boy, that's
so
got to be
good.
That
might be an interesting turn of events.
Yeah, interesting stuff. And then I also want to mention that that's really good news that on the Bundy thing, because it looks like they might be starting to get some justice. So
finally.
I guess I'm a little tired today, but what do you got, Nick?
Oh, okay. I got two things I wanted to talk to you about. One's the Constitution, and one was the
opiates presentation put on by the district attorney's office this last week. On the Constitution and Bill of Rights, Article 10 says, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited it to the states, are reserved for the states respectively or to the people. Now, Article 2, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It's obvious to me that the states don't have the rights to regulate our guns because the the United States government secured that right for themselves. So I wonder how in the heck does the district attorney here charge me with a felony if I get caught carrying without a concealed weapons?
Because they don't follow the law.
Well, that's cheating, and we elect them to be honest and represent us.
Right, I agree. I mean, the real deal is that they don't even know what the Constitution says anymore. I was in court, and a traffic fine on those red flex things, and I said, "Hey, I'm supposed to be able to have a jury trial on any matter over $20." And she said specifically to me, the judge here in town, "I interpret the Constitution differently than that."
Well, all a judge is a referee between the prosecution and the defense. They've really overstepped their bounds, in my opinion.
Well, who is she to interpret the Constitution in the first place? I mean, that's pretty clear, what it says. The Constitution's very clear. It's just these guys don't pay attention to it anymore. It's kind of like the famous quote from Nancy Pelosi when she was asked about the Constitution, and she started laughing, and she's like, "Really? The Constitution? Are you?" And that's the way these most of these corrupt politicians are acting.
There's just so many things that can be addressed by the state of Jefferson.
She has to read it so she can find out what's in it.
There you go. So,
About the opiate presentation by this guy that wrote the book Dreamland, did anybody get to go to that or hear about it or anything?
I didn't make it. I mean, I didn't go.
My wife and I went to it, and it's just amazing. He seems to think if you stick somebody in rehab, they're going to come on out and be a contributing member of society again.
They will, about 5% of the time.
Well, I had the opportunity to ask him, what about these people that are happy with their lifestyle and don't want to change and be rehabbed? I says, how comes that? And he says, well, he just never run up against anybody like that rehab works. And I said, well, then why does it have such a high failure rate? And he says, well, they don't keep them long enough.
So what's the...
They're kind of like jail. Keep them long enough.
What's the minimum time? 6 months, a year, 2 years?
He seemed to think for alcoholism... He didn't have one for heroin addicts, but he seemed to think for alcoholism, 28 days is the breaking point. You lock them up for 28 days, and when they come out, they won't be an alcoholic. Hmm. On the other hand, I've seen people that were thrown in jail for a year, and the first thing they wanted to do when they got out of jail is go get drunk.
I think it's up to the person whether they want to stop or continue is the real deal.
But, the biggest thing I saw, it looked to me like probably at least 50%, maybe more, of the people there were people that work for the government rehabbing these outfits, social services types people.
Well, it's an industry. I mean, that's the real deal. It's an industry for a lot of people on all this stuff. That's why the federal government's in there, and they divide and conquer everybody while they're promoting this overreach by the federal government that should be left to the states and the people. I mean, we don't follow the law anymore, and we shoot from the hip on this stuff. It's just like prohibition. I mean, the only way that this is going to get corrected is by the people themselves.
That's right. They've got all the laws stacked against us.
Yep.
Yeah, it looks to me like they're just building their own industry. And, I'll tell you what, the guy that's paying for the lower end of society through welfare and everything, and then paying again for the royalty class of America, which would be the government workers, and then all these programs, they're only leaving us about a nickel out of a dollar to live on.
Well, that's enough, Nick. You don't need more than a nickel, do you?
Well, no, but I'd like to be able to throw it towards the programs I believe in. I like my favorite charity is me and my wife.
I kind of think that that's the way it should be.
Yes. Anyway, have a great day. Hey, the bond market was going to hell last week. How's it doing?
If it keeps going to hell, we got a real problem. We're going to see the stock market tank. So I haven't followed it on Thursday or Friday because I was doing stuff. But the bond market is, I think, the key this time around. And if it just keeps tanking, it's over. We're going to see a recession hit, and it's going to get ugly.
Do you think this recession will be worse than the last one?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Have a great day. I sure enjoy you guys' program, and Terry and Wynn and Chris's program also.
Thanks, Nick. We appreciate your call.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. All right. So who else we got? We got somebody else on the line, Matt?
We have Larry.
Oh, Larry.
Larry Gasper. He was in the news recently. Larry, are you on the line?
Hello, Larry. Are you there? Larry, could you call back?
Apparently, we lost him.
Yeah, okay. We must have lost him. Could you call back, Larry? We definitely want to get you on the program here. And anybody out there, we in this last half hour, let's encourage everybody to call. You know, we'll treat it like an open line Friday type thing. And you know, if you've got anything that you want to talk about, any good news, any bad news, any news at all, go ahead and call in and.
We got our lines crossed there momentarily. Larry Gasper is back with us now.
All right, very good. You're on the air, Larry. Are you there?
I'm here. How are you guys doing this morning?
Well, you know, the fun never stops. How about you?
Yeah, never stops for me either.
So what's going on, Larry? You got fined like $143,000 or something?
Yeah, well, this actually started originally started back in 1989 or 1990. It started with the county, and it's come to a head now with the state. What it was is when marijuana became legal to grow, I rent some of my properties out that I had to growers, and which was legal to do. And so what they did is the county was pretty upset because I helped a gentleman that had some county issues. He had over $8,000 worth of fines against his property and himself and his wife. So I went in and says, well, let me see what they're doing. They pretended it was like a court hearing at the county, which it wasn't. And I said, well, they can't do this to you. Let me go with you, and I'll get this straightened out. So I went in. They wanted to know who I was. I wouldn't tell them. His bill is $8,000. By the time I got out of there, the bill was $700. 2 days later, my property got raided. I got a call from the gentleman I helped. He says, the sheriff department called me yesterday and wanted to know who you were, and if I didn't tell them who you were, they were going to take everything I had, IRS. And so he says, expect a visit. So 2 days later, the helicopter showed up with all the SWAT team and everything 3 years ago, 2014. And they came in and raided the place, handcuffed my 16-year-old daughter in her panties and bra outside, sat down on my computer, played games, it did everything they wanted, which was, you know, they had a search warrant, which I understood, but the county itself did not. So anyway, I asked the county to leave my property during the search warrant. Well, they refused, and I don't play the game with the county because they don't follow the law.
Right.
I do follow the law, and I know my rights. So anyway, this all came down from the county of me helping them, helping this gentleman save a bunch of money. But anyway, when the county came out and the sheriff's department, they left 2 days or a week later. I got a search warrant from Water Quality, the state of California. So Fish and Game came out on my property with the state of California. And my property has been in my family since 1934. We've lived on a ranch. And the irrigation ditch runs between two pieces of property we have. So a piece of property on the hill, which I can move up to 250 cubic yards of dirt a year without a permit, which I know, the county knows I know it, but they don't want nobody else to know it. So I've been staying under that. Well, they called the water quality out. Water quality said, oh, your sediment is, and your mud's going into Little Cow Creek. And I said, no, it isn't. I said, it doesn't go into the creek. And I said, I have two holding ponds, one at the bottom, another one at farther down, and it goes into a little irrigation ditch that runs back down on my other piece of property and goes into my pond, and it goes into my field, and it distributes the sediment, the silt, for better pasture. Well, they said it goes into Little Cow Creek, and it doesn't. So I refused to play their game with them because they're not a court system. They were trying to, they sent me paperwork like it was on court documents, which I know the court system very well. I represented myself about 3 years ago and sued the county for $5 million. So,
they kind of have an axe to grind with you in the first place, because did you win the lawsuit?
Well, the crazy thing is it got up to select jury selection. Well, I was in Idaho because my dad was dying from bone cancer. I was going to do a phone interview with the judge. Well, I got wind that my case was being thrown out. So I drove back all night to the next morning, got here. Well, the judge was there, the county's attorney was there, and I showed up, which they were very surprised. So the judge says, I have to dismiss your case. And I said, why? And he said, I didn't receive your paperwork from the clerk's office. And I said, well, Your Honor, it's kind of funny. I said, I have my copy stamped. I'm sure if you asked the attorney from the county, he has his. And he asked him, he had his. He said, well, I didn't receive it. So he threw my case out.
Wow.
There's a lot of stuff going on in this county. People don't realize how crooked they are. And so I put myself through the system, learning the systems now. And so what it is, let's go back to this water thing from the state. Well, the water is not going into the creek. Fish and Game was out here at the same time, and Fish and Game has more authority than the state by a long ways. I mean, if I was doing something wrong, the gentleman, I even said to him, I said, do you see a problem here? He says, Larry, he says, you don't have a problem. There's nothing that you're doing wrong. And if you did, you would know about it by me. Either I would arrest you or cite you. And so they left. Well, I just won't play their game because they send paperwork to me like it's a court hearing. They want me to go to some administrative hearing, which I don't believe in. I believe if they're going to accuse me of something, I have the right to be heard in front of a jury. And they don't want that. They don't want us to go in front of juries because this will all come out. But
right.
There is a lot of things going on in Redding, California, in Shasta.
Well, you know, we've been saying it for quite a while. I mean, the corruption is at all levels of government, and it's because these guys have been entrenched for so long. They just get away with anything they want, and the people haven't turned them out. We need to have a complete turnover of the Board of Supervisors and the Redding City Council as well.
I've got so much on all these guys. I actually, they changed my zoning back in 91. I got hurt, had back surgery, so I didn't get to finish my project. Well, when I went back to finish to get my home put in, they changed my zoning. I had a manufactured home. They said, well, you can't put your home in here. And I said, well, why not? They said, we changed your zoning. And I said, well, I wasn't notified. Well, we don't have to. I said, so now what am I going to do? And they go, well, you give us $1,000, and then we'll rezone it for you. And I said to Russ Small, which was the head guy at the county at the time, I said, that's like extortion. He goes, it is. He goes, but at least we laugh, or at least we smile when we take your money. There's so much going on. It's like
the restaurant
that was up out at Port Shingletown.
Yeah,
I knew him personally. And there's a lot of corruption locally in this county. I got so much on so many people. you wouldn't believe, even the sheriff department, I kind of jump around, but even the sheriff, the head sheriff gentleman that was here during that arrest or when they came in on my property, he even pulled up when he was getting ready to leave and said to myself, my wife, and a friend of mine, he goes, well, you sure pissed the county off, and that's why he's here. That's exactly what he said. So what they've done, they're trying to they try to get me for conspiracy. In fact, they're actually committing conspiracy against me by what they've been doing.
Well, geez, I don't know what to say. I mean, I totally agree.
It's why nobody has to say anything, because I know what is right, and I have sworn to myself and to my family that I will fight to my dying breath, that they're not going to run me over and run my family over. I've been here, my family's been here since 1934 on the same property, and I've done everything that I was supposed to do. I have, you know, it's just they're money hungry. It's about revenue. I even had the gentleman at the county code enforcement deny he even worked for the county.
Wow.
I've got tapes of this, you know, so there's a lot going to be coming out. I'm still going to court on the marijuana thing. It's been 3 years. It'll be 15 times I've been to court. If I do something wrong, I don't have a problem taking the stand for it.
But well, listen,
they're doing something that isn't.
Listen, Larry, back to us and let us know and give us an update after, you know, you get through and figure out what's going on.
Yeah. Well, I could teach a lot of people a lot of things about their rights and what's going on.
Well, You know, you might want to go down there and get involved with some of the Patriots or somebody and start doing classes or something.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for letting me talk about it. You know, I've been keeping my mouth shut for a long time. But we'll get through this, and I will prevail.
All right. Very
thank
good.
You.
Thanks for the call, Larry.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
I'm not sure that was what we wanted to hear, Bob. Anyway, I
it
guess
pretty much sums up Shasta County's court system.
Shasta County's court system. Yeah, okay, I get it. I guess we got Gary Hollihan on the line as well.
Okay, good morning again. Not to diminish the previous caller, but before that, you're talking about drug, alcohol, rehab, etc. And I have the timeline, if you would like it. For instance, 28 days is a dry out period.
Okay.
28 days. And it takes that long for just the fog to clear. And then it's another 3 to 6 months in rehab along with AA or Narcotics Anonymous. And that will give a person a fighting chance, but it's a long haul, as you can see, just on the time frame. You're 6 months out before you probably even begin
to dry out.
So
yeah,
you dry out, etc. So that's all I have. Thanks. It's a great great program, and we do need to fight for our freedom, don't we?
Yeah, boy,
thank you.
That's becoming more and more obvious. Thanks, Gary. Yeah, it's kind of becoming clear for anybody who really wants to look at what's going on here is that our government is out of control, and they are taking away our rights, our property rights, I mean, at every level. And if you don't get involved, then you have nobody to blame but yourself at the end of the day when you lose your freedom. And it's happening in more, you know, more and more ways. But the good news is more and more people are jumping in and fighting back. And we got to, as we the people, have to, you know, step into this fight and get more involved, you know, at every level. And we need bodies on the ground. We need people to, you know, get off their couch or get off their cell phones or get off their smartphones and do some, you know, get involved in the process so that we can, you know, start, you know, turning the tide back and get rid of these guys. You know, start getting people involved. I mean, that's the thing about self-government, and that's the experiment in self-government, is that in order to stay free, the people have to be involved. So anyway, let's go ahead and go to a break, Bob, and then we'll come back and finish it up with the last 15 minutes.
Right. I thought perhaps we should go out with a tribute to Malcolm Young, the bassist for AC/DC.
Oh, very good.
And
yeah.
Probably an appropriate song for this morning as well. We're referring to the state of California.
Yeah.
530-605-4567 if you'd like to join in our remaining moments. We're at KCNR, 1460 AM.
Don't miss it, the Reading Gun Show, this weekend only. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive. This is the gun show of the year, jam-packed with handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammo, and, of course, reloading supplies. This weekend only, the Reading Gun Show at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call Certified Financial Planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Riverfront Playhouse has been the North State's community theater since 1981, and you are invited to join us on stage. Open auditions are being held November 19th and 20th at 6 p.m. for the play Man from Earth, written by Jerome Bixby, television writer for such classics as Star Trek and The Twilight Zone, directed by theater veterans Daryl Alvey and Spencer Deardorff. Join us November 19th and 20th at 6 p.m. at Riverfront Playhouse, 1620 East Cypress, Reading. For more information, visit us on the web at riverfrontplayhouse.net.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
State. Yeah, a little Chicago there. That's real pleasant. I'm thinking pleasant's the word of the day here.
And we'll try to leave on an upbeat, positive note.
Absolutely. Well, I'm taking the week off, and I'm ready to just go drink a beer and, you know, relax.
enjoy some family with Turkey Lurkey Day.
Yeah, we got Turkey Day coming on, and, you know, I mean, that's my favorite time of the year for, I mean, a turkey sandwich on sourdough bread with cranberry sauce and mayonnaise. I mean, that's just, you can't beat that. Maybe throw a little stuffing in there.
You
checked all the boxes. Cranberry sauce, mayonnaise, stuffing. Yeah,
salt and pepper, a little hot sauce even.
You take an extra piece of bread and you dip it in the gravy and kind of partially soak it and put that right in the middle of the sandwich.
I'm salivating. I'm salivating. Anyway, we have a caller on the line. Roberta, are you there?
Yes, I am. I went to the heroin presentation also. And unfortunately, this gentleman made the comment, and I'm paraphrasing, but he said that we need to legalize marijuana so we can study the effects on society, and as if the experience in Colorado and Washington is not enough.
We don't have to legalize it, Roberta. Everybody's smoking it anyway. If they can't study it now,
I'll tell you what. I want to remind everybody to go to the gun show, stop at the State of Jefferson booth, and buy your tickets for the drawings.
Very good. Yeah, I'll be out there right after the show's over. I'm headed over there, and I'll see the guys at the booth and look around a little bit. We got sister.
If anybody's interested in what that gentleman had to say, get the book Dreamland.
Very
and,
good.
Draw your own conclusions.
Thanks, Roberta.
Okay, guys. Thanks for the show today.
You bet. Thanks a lot. Thank you for calling in.
Bye.
Bye bye. Yeah, I'm gonna head over there. My sister's over there. My wife Linda's over there. Yeah, it should be pretty good. First, I might stop and get something to eat. Now that we've talked about the turkey sandwiches. Also, we have on the line Lori. Are you there?
Yes, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'd like to answer Red's question earlier about the phallus-shaped sky cloud. I believe it's pointing toward Uranus. So that answers that question.
This sounds like prison talk.
After studying of that mess, good Lord. If people could go listen to Carl Bach's show Friday morning, he had the author, Sam Canonis, on this book. I was at the meeting the other night as well. Very well attended. And, yes, his point, too, is that our society is so afraid of emotional pain, not just physical pain. And this is why our society is just wussy, wimpy, crybaby of you fill in the blank, whatever. And so I want to address the people that were deeply affected here in Tehama County with the school shooting by this creep, whose name we will not mention. This is all from the 2015 War on Terrorism. Our liberties have been removed. Look at the Bundy situation, Larry, who just called in. Patriot Act, Homeland Security, they can do search and seizures without warrants. They can detain, imprison people indefinitely without evidence, without a trial. They can even be tortured, like his dental issue. So just thank you for covering so much that you continually do.
Well, thanks, Lori. We really appreciate that because we try to, you know, go after the stuff that nobody wants to talk about or touch, you know, especially the mainstream, because they're just out of touch with what's going on out here, and they have an agenda. I mean, they might even know what's going on out here, which I doubt, but they won't report half of the stuff that needs to be reported and the important stuff.
Oh, I don't know, but we'll see what happens with Mike Mangus on his new journey with Dignity Health. To me, they're like another globalist healthcare system, not much different than Big Pharma in the insurance industries. I hope I'm wrong, but I just see our town being taken over by more and more of these big multi-billion industries.
Yeah, the multinational corporations, and you know, the little people getting squashed out.
We're going to become barcodes after we get vaccinated. I don't know, but
when are people going to start talking about the fact that in Redding, California, that they are allowing crime to run rampant to drive down property prices so special interests can purposely purchase properties that they can't get now at a discount price and try to gentrify downtown? Tell me that's not what's going on here.
And Santa Rosa and where the fires were, same thing. Everything's just going to be like it's the dollar store. Come and get a piece of property if you want it. I don't know how damaged it is, but I'm very grateful. My Thanksgiving is around the people that have recently been hurt here in our very own community, and I'm grateful for all of you on the radio because you guys do this for free, and it's a lot of work. I know.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, thanks, right. Laurie.
High five, you guys.
All right, hey, great. Thanks a lot.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, absolutely.
You too, honey.
You bet. All right, so we got a couple minutes. Got anything you want to get out there, Reddick?
I go home and appreciate your families. You know, a lot of times when you get the family together and turkey dinner and, you know, politics will come up and stuff like that, leave it aside for a day and just enjoy each other and enjoy your blessings. Enjoy what you have together and hold on to it, because they are trying to take more and more from us every day. So maybe it's a little bit time to get back to a little old-fashioned basics and morals and just enjoy your family and the fact that they're there.
I agree with that. You know, I've got a quote here, and it's it basically says, and I think this is hitting the nail right on the head, always direct your thoughts towards those truths that will give you confidence, hope, joy, love, and thanksgiving, and turn away your mind from those that inspire you with fear, sadness, and depression. And I think that's really what we need to start doing more than anything. You know, that doesn't mean ignore reality, but it also means doesn't ignore the things that, you know, need to be, you know, in your life, like, you know, taking the kids out and playing with them, or reading them a book, or you know, positive, healthy things. And you know,
15, 20 minutes a night, read with your kids.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a huge change for what you can do for them.
Well, and I think a lot of prayers out there and some spirituality would go a long ways too, you know, because, you know, that when I was a kid growing up, we had prayer in schools, and I'm not trying to get religious on you as much as I'm just saying that you need to understand that your soul needs a little bit of, you know, spirituality to maintain healthiness. I mean, you can't be getting bombarded with negativity all the time and be healthy as a human being. And I think that the spiritual application and handing over your life and letting things go that bother you so that you can, you know, keep focused and tracked on the things that you need to take care of is a good way to be.
So, you can do it!
Yeah, we can do it. So, I don't know, what do we got, about a minute or something, Bob?
About 30 seconds.
Oh, well, I guess we're done then. Let's get back out there and make a difference in someone's life. Anyway, you've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties, liberty over security, and truth, not lies. Have a happy Thanksgiving this week, and we'll see you next weekend.
Mark, enjoy your time off, and have a great Thanksgiving. And likewise to Linda. She's down at the gun show today. She'll be back next week. Thank you, Mark. Red, you and your family likewise. And stay tuned for We the People coming your way next on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Robert Mugabe done in Zimbabwe, his party voting today to remove the dictatorial strongman, even as he languishes under house arrest at the behest of the military. Mugabe will apparently not be missed.
We have the right to march everywhere that we want without any interference. And it happened, and people are happy. So the final nail is we have to free our country now. Everyone should be happy, should go about his business, doing whatever they want. This is what the soldiers wanted, and they have helped us. So we are happy.